And today's daf is daf beit Maseches Chagiga. So the small Masechta is the last Masechta of Seder Moed, around, I think, 28 blot or so. So the Mishnah begins as follows. Hakol chayavim b'ri'ya. Everyone is required to perform the mitzvah of ri'ya. We'll see what that means. Rashi and Tos have a machlokis here. Rashi writes on the very top, Hakol chayavim b'ri'ya, b'mitzvahs ri'yas kol zechurcha. The mitzvah of being seen by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, every single one of the Shlosh Regalim, shetzrichen lehisra'os, Bazar Baregli. You need to present yourself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You need to be seen by a Kadosh Baruch Hu every single one of the Shlosh Regalim. That's Rashi's understanding. Tosos argues, if you look at Tosos in the very top here, Tosos are Kol Chayam Beria. Perish Rashi B'mitzas Yeraya Kol Zechurcha. V'hiksha Harav Rabbeinu Elchanan. Tani B'samach, the very end of the Mishnah, we're going to see this. Machlokis Beisham Beisilah, Beisham Omrim Hariya Shtekas. That's referring to a carbon. When you go present yourself to Hashem, there is not only a mitzvah to be seen, there's also a mitzvah to bring a carbon re'iyah. So it's Mashba says Tosos, the carbon myri, talk about the carbon, not the mitzvah of being seen, but the mitzvah of bringing the carbon re'iyah. So that's Machlokas Rashi Tosos, we'll see in Nafkamina later on in Tosos, about whether it's the mitzvah to be seen, the mitzvah re'iyah, or the mitzvah of carbon re'iyah that we're discussing, Hakol Chayavim. So Mishnah says now, Hakol Chayavim re'iyah, Chutz Mecheresh, Shota, V'katan, V'tumtan, V'androgynous, the Nashim, Vavadim Shenom Shukharim, Avadim who are not freed, in other words, Eva Kanani, they're also Pater. Vachiger, Vasuma, Chiger is a person who's missing a leg. Hasuma, one who's blind. Hachol, one who's ill. Hazakin, one who's old. So these are all examples of individuals who are all exempt from the mitzvah of Karban Ria or the mitzvah of Ria's Haregel. Mishe Eno Yachol Lalos Biraglav, a person who can't walk on his own, he's also exempt. So the Gemara is going to go through the next few days how we know each of these individuals are, in fact, Pater from the mitzvah re'iyah. So then the Mishnah says, Ezehu katan, who's called the child that's Pater? Kol she'eno yachal lirkova aksefava shel aviv. Any child who cannot sit on the shoulders of their father, ula'alos mishalayim lahar bayis, and to be carried from Yerushalayim up to Har Bayis, divrei Beis Shammai, that person's called a katan. But if he can sit on the father's shoulder, he actually would be chayv. We're going to see it would be katan shegil chinuch. So this is a definition of what the age of chinuch is. Says Beis Shammai, he has to be able to sit on the father's shoulders from Yerushalayim to Har Bayis to be chayv as a katan. Anything less than that is pater. And Beis Hillel omrim kol she'ena yachal le'echos biyadel shel aviv ula'alos mishalayim lahar bayis she'emar shlosh regalim, a child who's able to walk but has to be able to walk and hold his father's hand on his own to walk from Yerushalayim lahar bayis. If he's not able to walk, even though he could go on the shoulders, he's pater. He has to be able to walk to be chayv as a katan. Anything less than that is considered katan, who's pater in the midst of Riyah. So before we finish the mission now, a very, very important Rashi. If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes the first narrow line down here. Ezu katan, who's a child? Aval mikan ve'elech, says Rashi, from the, before that point, right? Beis Hillel Beis Shammai spoke about the father's involvement of chinuch, either going on the father's shoulders or holding the father's hand. But prior to that point, but prior to going to Shalim up to Har Bayis with your father, aval mikan ve'elech, from that point on, afa pi she'enu chayiv min haTorah, even though you're chayiv on a Torah level, meaning if you're able to go on the father's shoulders, if you're able to hold your father's hand, even though you're not chayiv on that the level midiraisa, hitilu chacham al aviv v'al imo lechancha b'mitzvah. So a very important Rashi that if the child is above age, he's a katan shegil chinuch, both the father and the mother are chayiv in chinuch. What's important about this is because there's a big machlokas in the Rishonim based on the Gemara Nazir whether the mother is chayiv in chinuch or not. So the point of this Rashi is a raya that a mother in fact is chayiv in chinuch. There are other instances where the Gemara implies otherwise. The Gemara in Sukkah, if you remember, it's been a while. The Gemara talks about Hilna Hamalka. They sat in the Sukkah. The seven boys sat in the Sukkah with her, and so they learn from there that we see that the eight children were chayiv in chinuch. And the Rishon points out, the mother was there, the mother's mechanach the children. There's a riot that the mother's chayiv. And the Tosi Yisharim Masechas Yuma says, no, maybe the situation where the father wasn't in this situation. When there's a father, the mother's pater. When there's no father, so then the mother's chayiv and chinuch. That's what Hilni Amalk is, when there's no father in this situation. Others say, no. Even if no father, the mother's never chayiv and chinuch. But still, Hilni Amalk wanted to be mechanach her children anyways, even though she wasn't chayiv and chinuch, but that's how she wanted to raise her children anyways. So she's machbid. So there is an interesting discussion, Rashi being on this list of that discussion, whether the mother is chayiv in chinuch. So now, look at, before we finish the Mishnah, one more Tosis towards the bottom here. Tosis Ezu Katan. The wide lines in Tosos. Ezu katan she'eno, Ezu katan kol she'eno yachal lirkov. Misham v'hal, from that point on, havalech higi l'chinuch, midirbanan hud mechuyiv. That's like Rashi said. V'tzarech lahavi karbonosav nidava. So now remember, Tosos understands the whole sugya talking about the carbon. Rashi understands the sugya talking about just the mitzvah. So now it gets a little complicated, because if the katan is chayv chinuch, that means the katan needs to bring a karban. The problem is the katan is not really chayv to bring a karban on a deraisa level. And now you're dealing with a situation of chulin bazara. You can't bring a chulin in a zara. So how, but the katan's not really chayv to bring a karban on a deraisa level. So it says tells it has to be a situation, he has to bring a karban nidava. So he makes a nidava. When a child makes a nidava, that karban can be accepted. It can't be a karban re'iyah, because he's not chayiv. You can't make a nidava of a karban re'iyah, but you can make a stam nidava. So he brings a karban nidava to fulfill this obligation of this chinuch of the mitzvah of karban re'iyah. And they say, what about man damar ain't craven b'yamtif? You can't bring a nidava on yamtif. According to many, there's a machlokus that you can't bring a carbon adav on yantiv, so you're stuck here. The father comes to the base of Mikdash and the yantiv rishon, and he brings a carbon olos riyah, which is docha yantiv. His child comes with an adav, but the adav can't be brought on a carbon on a yantiv. What do you do? So then, ein kraven ad lamacher b'cholamoy. So the child actually has to bring it the next day in cholamoyed, where an adav might be brought, so that gets a little bit tricky. Then Tosa gets even further. I'm not going to go through the rest of Tosa's here, but it gets a little trickier, because if you're really potter on day one, you can't really make up a day two. I'm not getting involved in that, but look at the last two lines of Rashi, the last three lines here, of Tosa's rather. Tosa then writes, v'chitem, if you're going to tell me mikol makom, so now this child is bringing a dava because he can't bring an olas riyah. He's a chayv an olas riyah. He brings in a dava. Heichi samichala. The katan ain't a samich. A nedava, you have to do smicha. And a child is not able to do the inin of smicha on the karban. So that becomes tricky. If he's going to do the mitzvah of nedava, he needs to have smicha, but a child can't do smicha. The yeshlomer afo gavdul samichala. Even though the child can't perform smicha on this karban nedava, become makam damya lechinich. But no, it's similar enough. It's the best we could do. You're right, it's not exact. And typically when it comes to mitzvah of chinuch, you have to be as exact to the details of the derais as possible, but sometimes you can't. So if a child, let's say you have no esog, you can't give him a lemon to fulfill the mitzvah of dalaminim. It has to be somewhat exact, but sometimes we do get stuck, and this would be an example where smicha, you can't do smicha, so fine, you do away the smicha, and everything else can be met. Back inside the Mishnah now. The Mishnah says at the end as follows. Beis Shammai Omrim, her re'iyah, the carbon re'iyah, is cost shtei kasef. You have to use the money of shtei kasef to buy a carbon re'iyah. And a chagiga, there's another carbon you have to bring on the yantiv, which is a carbon chagiga. That's a shlamim, which you end up eating. A re'iyah is an ola. So an ola gets kula kala, gets burnt up. A chagiga is a shlamim, and the shlamim you bring as a carbon, but some of the shlamim you eat, the baal eats. So that machlokes, Beis Shammai holds, the re'iyah cost shtei kasef, and the chagiga cost mea kasef. Beis Hillel Omrim, he argues and says, no, Haria is only Mea Kesef, and the Chagiga is Shtei Kesef. We'll see in the Gemara what this Machlokas is about. So now the Gemara says, we listed a whole slew of individuals who are all Pater in the mitzvah of, from the mitzvah of Karban Ria, or the mitzvah of Rias Rego. Hakol Usiyamai, what's Hakol coming to include? Hakol Chayav Maria, who's Hakol, including who? Who was not mentioned in the Mishnah, who in fact is Chayav in the mitzvah of Ria? It must be Misha Chetze Eved, the Chetze Ben Chor, a person who's a half Eved Kanani, half in Ben Chorin. How do you get that? If you have a person, an Eved Kanani, who's owned by partners, so let's say Reuven is, he frees, he's Meshacher, his Chalek, and Shimon still has his Chalek, so now this Eved Kanani is partially owned. He's half Eved and half free. So this individual, the Gemara says, would be Chayv in the mitzvah of Ria as well. Uli Ravina, according to the opinion of Ravina, who holds the Amar, Misha Chetz Eved, the Chetz Ben Chorin is Pater, Min Haria, he's exempt from the mitzvah. You have to be a full fledged Jew. You have to be Meshuchar entirely. So who does he think is included in the words Hakol Chayavim? So Hakol Lasuye Mai, Lasuye Chiger, Biyom Rishon, Venispashet, Biyom Sheni. An individual, Chiger, a person who was injured, he couldn't walk up to the Har Bayis on day one, so he is Pater, but then he became healed by day two, so that person, although he is Pater on day one, since he's Chayv on day two, he would have to bring the Karban Ria on day two. So Gemara says, this all makes sense. Han Nichil Man Damar, the Kulan Tashum Zelaze, El Man Damar Kulan Tashum Rishon Hakol Asuimai. So let me explain what's going on there. There's a machlok, as we're going to see later on in the Masechta, that when you have the ability, if you miss the Olos Riyah the first day, you can make up the next day. If you missed it, you make it the next day. Make up the next day, you have all 7 days to make up the Olos Riyah. But there's an opinion that says all the days are really a tashlumim for day one. Day one is the Iker Chiv. So if you're chayv in day one, you missed it, you can make up it in the next day. If you mixed it, you can make up the next day. Each time you missed it, whenever you bring it as tashlumim, it's making up for day one. Day one is the Iker day. That's one opinion. Now, if a person was pater in day one, so there's no making it up. He's entirely pater. There's nothing to make up. But there's a second opinion that holds up. No, each day is actually a new chiv. Day one is one chiv. You missed it? Okay. Day two is a brand new chiv. It's not toloi on day one. And if you miss day two, day three is a brand new chiv. If you miss that, day four is a brand new chiv. So what the Gemara says here, this makes sense to include an individual who's a chigir day one, who's pater. V'nispashet b'yom sheni, becomes chayim on day two. It only makes sense if you assume that each day is what's called tu'akulim tashum zelazeh, which means, another way of saying that each day is a brand new chiv. You're not toloi on day one. But Elaman Damar, the one who holds Kulan, Tashumim Derishon, all the other days of Yontif are really making up day one. Day one is the Iker day. So my Iker Memer, what are you going to say? Hakol Asuyemai, what's it coming to include? A Chigar on day one, he's Pater, you can't make it up on day two. There's no Nuchiv. Day one is really the Iker day. So what is coming to include according to this man, the Amar? The Gemara says, Hakol Asuyemai, La Suye Suma Ba'achas Me'inav. If a person's blind in only one eye, he can't see in both. If he can't see in both eyes, he's Pater. If you can see in both eyes, he's chayev. If you can see in one eye, but not the other eye, so the Gemara says that's not called the Suma, and that's included in the words, Hakol Chayav Beria, he too is chayev in the midst of Olus Riya. And the Gemara says, Udelok Yaitana, it's not like the following Tana, who holds such a Suma in one eye would actually be Pater. The Tanya, the Baisa says, Yochanan ben Dehavai, Omer, Mishum Reb Yehuda, Suma Be'achaz Me'inava, Pater Meniria. He felt a person blind in one eye is actually exempt from the mitzvah riya. Shenemar, it says the pasuk. Mark making the drasha kriya ksiv. It says yira'eh, yira. Yira is how we pronounce it. The way it's written is yira. So you see and you're seen. We'll see Rashi tells how to explain this. Let me just read the Gemara first. Kederech sheba liros, just like you come to see. Kach ba liros, so you're being seen this way. There's a relationship between how you see and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees you. Ma liros b'shtei enav, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees with two eyes, af liros b'shtei enav, so too you need to be seen with two eyes. Let's just look at Rashi to make that a little bit clear. So look at Rashi, yeira yire, yeira ksiv, rather yira ksiv, the karina and yeira. So the double lashon of seeing and being seen. Yira kol zechurich, yeira kol zechurich p'nei adam, demashma she'adam roe es ha'shchina. Somehow implies that the man sees the shchina. That the master, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is coming to see you. So there's this equation between you seeing and Kadosh Baruch Hu seeing. And says Rashi, just like you're coming to see, Hashem is being seen from you. Just like you're coming to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah with two eyes, or rather Kadosh Baruch Hu coming to see you with two eyes. It's very confusing in Rashi, who's seeing who. We'll look at Tosfos, who has a different shot here. But there has to be this relationship that Kadosh Baruch Hu sees with two eyes, and you have to be able to see with two eyes. And if one can't see with both eyes, but only one eye, he would be Pater. Now look at Tosfos says, Tosfos dir maschil yeira yira kederach sheba leiros, says Rashi, Tosfos rather, perish Rashi, kederach sheba Kadosh Baruch Hu leroscha. This is his understanding of Rashi. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to see you, dainu b'shtei einav, Hashem sees you with his two eyes, Af'ata, so to you, but liros b'she'enecha, you're coming to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two eyes. That's Rashi's understanding. V'lo yitachin, the Rabbeinu Tam, this doesn't make sense to Rabbeinu Tam. Delo shaykh bia gavishchina, you can't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming. Hashem doesn't but liros, he doesn't come to see. Shebechal makam hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. V'od, the darish misoris kodem, that Adraba, hayu lanav, there's a different gears here, but go to Ratosos. Yira means mal liros b'she'enav, just like when you come to see, in other words, she'adam, man in general, but l'Yisrael, l'fnei ha'makam, he comes to be seen b'she'enav by Hashem's two eyes, af ha'adam, but liros ha'makam b'she'enav. So too, when man comes, he comes to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu with two eyes. So we can't talk about Hashem coming, that's Rashi. Tosfos, Hashem doesn't come, he's everywhere, so man is coming to be seen. Either way, we see this is the drasha that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to be able to see with both eyes to be chayiv in the mitzvah ri'iyah against what we're saying above. So Gemara then says v'ibayi same alternatively. Really, li'olam kedami mikar. Really, what were you saying initially? That what? That initially we were suggesting, referring to the chati ev chati ben chorin. The chati ev chati ben chorin is really pater. Ravina said, sorry, we said chayiv. Ravina says chati ben chorin is actually chayiv. No, one more time, sorry. Initially we said chati Eved, Chatzi ben Chorin is a chayiv in the mitzvah of Iyah. Ravina said, no, the Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chorin is really potter in Iyah. So Gemara says, that's not really a contradiction, it depends on the time. What does that mean? So Gemara says, really, the Olam Kadami Mekara, really, it was coming to include Chatzi Eved, Chatzi ben Chorin, Udekakashcha ha de Ravina. Ravina says, such a person is potter in Iyah. Lo kashu, there's no contradiction. Kan de Mishnah Rishona, Kan de Mishnah Achorna. One was the initial teaching, and one was the last teaching. What does that mean? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah that's not Misha chetzi eved bechetzi ben charin, a guy who's half eved, half free. Oved as rabbo yom echad, v'es asma yom echad, dibibes hilo. So one day he serves his Rebbe, his master that means. The next day he serves himself. So Sundays he works for his master, Monday he's free. Tuesdays for the master, Wednesdays free. He goes back and forth. That's Beis Hillel's understanding. Amru lem Beisham, Beisham says that makes sense to count them as rabbo. So the master, he's fixed. The master keeps his eved every other day. That works. But es asma lo tikantem. But what about the master, the eved himself? He's not fixed. He's stuck. It's not fair to him. Lisa shivcha to marry a shivcha. And Yachli is not allowed to because he's half free. A free person, a ben korin, can't marry shivcha. To marry a bas korin, to marry a free person, a girl who's free. And Yachli is not allowed to because problem is he's also half eved kanani. He's stuck. Who is he got? He's not able to marry anybody. Livatel, she sit batel, she not get married, have children. Valo lo nivra ha'olam ela lepiri rivya. The world was only created to procreate, to have children in this world. And you won't get involved. Shinemar lo sovera lo shavas yitzara. The world wasn't created to be chaotic. It was created to be settled, for us to settle the world. So this guy who's a half Evid, half Ben Choron, he's stuck. So ela, mipnei tikkun olam, because of tikkun olam, in order for him to be involved in Piruvu. Kofin as rabo, we force the master who still owns him partially. The oath says Ben Choron to make him a full-fledged Jew. The way it works is when a person is an Eved Kanani, then when he gets freed, he becomes a Ben Choron. That we know from the Gemara in both Gittin and Brachos that Rabbi Elazar was looking for a minion. They only had 9 people, and they were stuck. So he freed his Eved Kanani, and by being freed, that makes him into a full-fledged Ben Choron that he had a minion then. So here as well, we free the Eved Kanani, and now he's able to kosev lo shtar al chetzi damyov. We write off half the value of his as being owned by Eved Kanani. We free him, and then he's now a free person, able to get married. After Beis Hillel hearing this very convincing argument, Chazu Beis Hillel lahoros kedivrei Beis Shammai, he changed his mind, like Beis Shammai, that he said one should do this in fact and make sure the half Eved, half Ben Choron gets freed. So the Gemara is saying here is, initially Beis Hillel felt that a Chatzi Ben Choron, Chatzi Ben Eved could exist in this world, and he's like anybody else, and he could be half free, half Eved. That person would be Chayiv. But then when Beis Hillel retracted and said, you know what, Beis Shammai says, good, we're going to force the Rav to free him. And until the Rav frees him, he's going to be considered a full Eved Kanani, even though he's not, but we'll consider him a full Eved Kanani until he frees him. So then when he retracted, he passed like Ravina, that Eved, half Ben Choron would be Pater until he gets fully freed. And that's what the Gemara is saying here. There's a very important tosis here about the din of the mitzvah Puruvu. Because the Gemara quotes this pasuk lo sovera l'sheves as opposed to the pasuk of Puruvu. So look at tosis lo sovera. Tosis writes, Hai asei olam tvei mipuruvu. The reason why we chose this pasuk of lo sovera l'sheves yitzara is because it's stronger than the mitzvah Puruvu. Kidamar ben Megillah beperek basra. Moch adam sefer Torah lisa isha ulilma Torah umaisi lo sovera. They didn't bring the pasuk of why could you sell Sefer Torah to get married. They didn't bring Puruvu as a pasuk. They brought this pasuk of Losovera. So we see this is a stronger pasuk. About Yeshua Farshim, the reason why we chose this pasuk, because Losovera sounds like a more global. It's a global mitzvah that even non-Jews have this mitzvah. That Puruvu is just a little bit stronger than Puruvu. But then Tosa says about Yeshua Farshim, Mishum De'eved Lo Mifkid HaPir Rivya. Now, the reason why we chose the pasuk of Loso is not because it's stronger than Puruvu. It's because Eved Kanani is not chayiv in the mitzvah of Puruvu. Why not? Damer hayula banim ba'avduso. If an Eved Kanani had children when he was ba'avdus, Eved nishtachari begets freedom. Lokayim piruvu, he doesn't get the mitzvah piruvu. So he says piruvu does not apply to an Eved Kanani. Does not go back to him. Lo sovera sheves applies to an Eved Kanani. The mitzvah there is to have people in the world, not because piruvu, not because you have to have yichas. Piruvu is having children who are meyachas after you. Eved Kanani has no yichas, so that's why I wasn't shy to speak about piruvu by an Eved Kanani. As opposed to Lo Sovera Lo Sheves Yitzara, referring to the world entirely, just having people in the world, having mankind continue, that applies even to Eved Kanani, even though there is no yichas to the children of an Eved Kanani. That's the understanding of Tosos, why a certain pasuk was chosen. Now, what time is it? Let's do this Tosos as well. There's one more Tosos to do here. Let's skip it. Fine, let's go Vayitina. Gemara says, Chutz Mecher Shod V'Katan. So Katani, so the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, it says, Cherish in the Mishnah, that a Cherish is Pater. The mitzaria, dumi the shota v'katan, and we lump together the cherish, one who's deaf, along with the shota and the katan, a one who's a child and one who is not 100% intellectual. So ma shota v'katan de la b'nei de'er, just like a shota and a katan lack proper de'a, proper knowledge, proper awareness. Af cherish de la bar de'ahu, so too a cherish is one who lacks proper de'a. For kamashma, we learn from here. Kiditznan, cherish shedibru chachamim b'chomakam. Whenever the cherish is described by chachamim, we're referring to she'enu shemeh ben medaber. an individual who can't hear, nor is he able to speak, which implies he lacks full das. Lacks das, and that's the cheresh that we're describing here in the Mishnah. Ha, but we can infer from here, if he's medaber v'ein shomea, if he can't hear, but he's able to talk, he could converse. Or he's shomea v'ein medaber, but or he could listen, he could hear, but he can't speak, he's an elaim, so then those individuals would be chayv. I mean, the only person who's potter that's described in the Mishnah is a cheresh, who both can't hear and can't speak. But if he has one without the other, that's called having enough das, das to understand what he's listening to, and das the ability to speak, that individual will actually be chayv. So Tanina, l'had the Tanir Rabbanim, it says in the Braisa, Hamedaber v'eino shemea zeo cheresh, one who could speak but can't hear, that's a cheresh, that goes against what we just said. Shemea v'eino medaber, one who could hear but can't speak, he lost his ability to speak. Zeo elim, that's called an elim. So zev zeh, harehi pikchim, l'chol deverim. These individuals are like a pikchim, they're pikeach, they have enough das. This proves our point above. The cheresh that's potter in the Mishnah, that's one who can't ainu medaber ve'ainu shemea. But if he has one without the other, either he's a medaber ve'ainu shemea, or shemea ve'ainu medaber, he's a cheresh we describe here, or an elam, that person is called a pikeach and would be chayiv in all matters, and that's consistent with what we just said. Umimai de medaber ve'ainu shemea zeo cheresh. So, a medaber who speaks but can't hear, that's a cheresh. Shemea ve'ainu medaber zeo elam. And one who hears but doesn't speak, that's called an elam. How do we know? How do we know those are the categories? Dichsiv. It says in the pasuk, this pasuk that appears in Tehillim, Vani kecheresh lo eshma. I'm like a cheresh who can't hear. So we see cheresh goes on the ability to listen, which is pashis. Uk'ilam lo yiftach piv. And like an ilam, one who can't speak. So we see ilam is one who can't speak, and cheresh is one who can't hear. One without the other. If one has, that's called a cheresh, that's called an ilam. And now it's, we're describing above, these individuals would be chayiv in the mitzvah. But if he's lacking both the ability to hear and the ability to speak, such an individual, that's what we're describing in the Mishnah, as a real, full-fledged cheresh, and that individual would be pater. Ibai's aim, alternatively, how do we know an elam is called an elam? One who can't speak, one who's mute, it's called an elam. Kedamri intro, like people say, ishtakil milule, that his words were taken, elam's lashon of milim, that they're empty, his words are empty. Another reason why we call a person who's mute, we call him an elam, either based on the pasuk or based on just how people describe elam lacking milim, lacking the ability to say words. So then the Gemara says, medaber v'ino shemea, shemea v'ino medaber chayiv. So we just inferred above that one who has one without the other, he's still chayiv. If he could hear or listen, hear or speak, one, even though he can't do the other, that person is chayiv in the mitzvah. V'atana, but doesn't the Braisa say, medaber v'ino shemea, one who could speak, yet can't hear, or shemea v'ino medaber, or he could listen, but he can't speak, he's pater. That goes against the diak we made above. So Amar Ravina, v'isei merava, chasur mech, so there's something missing here. V'hachikatani, what it really should say is as follows. Hakol chaya Maria uvisimcha. We're adding the word simcha now. Everyone is chayiv in the mitzvah and simcha as well. Mitzvah of simcha. So v'hachi katan. This is what we're saying. Hakol chaya Maria v'simcha chus mirchesh medaber v'enu shemea shemea v'enu medaber shepater min haria, that they're pater from the mitzvah v'yafal pi shepater min haria chayiv v'simcha. So we're now adding a whole other element here of simcha, that is a mitzvah to bring a shalmei simcha. That although a medaber v'enu shemea or Shemei Ben Medaber, they're pater in the mitzvah Re'i, like we just said in the Braisa, they are chayv in Simcha. So the Dik we're making that they're chayv in, that's referring to the mitzvah of Simcha, that they're chayv in actually. Ve'she'enu lo Shemei ve'lo Shemei Medaber, one who can't hear and also can't speak, along with the Shota V'katam, they're pater af min Simcha. They're pater both from the Re'i and from the Simcha. But this middle category of one who's either Medaber Ben Shemei, or Shemei Ben Medaber, that person, although he's pater from the Re'i, he still would be chayv in the Simcha. And the Gemara says, why are these last people pater? Behold, b'turim b'kol mitzvahs ha'murus b'tara, since a katan in general, and a eino shemev le'i medaber, and a shoter, pater in general, they're pater from simcha as well in this situation. And Tanya, Nami Hachi, the Bible says the same exact thing, ha'kol chayim b'ri'ya, b'simcha, everyone's chayim in these two mitzvahs, chus m'sherish, m'cherish, ha'medaber in ha'shomea, v'shomev in ha'medaber, she'p'turim m'nari'ya, and v'yafa p'isha pater m'nari'ya, going on to Dav Gimel, chayim b'simcha. And this is repeating what we just said above. Just look at Rashi. Rashi, he tells us what simcha is here. Chai b'simcha, l'smoch b'chag, d'chsiv v'smachta b'chagecha. You have to be happy on Yontif. How does one accomplish this? V'amrina l'kaman, says Rashi, d'simcha b'shlamim l'echol t'basar. The way one enjoys Yontif is by bringing a carbon shlamim, and then you eat the basar. That's how one fulfills the mitzvah of simcha. V'yalfino le, we learn from the Gemara Pesachim, mizvazavachta, shlamim v'chalta sham v'smachta, that the eating of shlamim turns into a simcha. Well, later on we'll ask a question. The Gemara says, either way, we see that these people are, though they're pater from Ria, the Chayv and Simcha, and finishing off the last few lines, v'sheino lo shomeh, v'lo medaber, one who both can hear and also cannot speak, along with the Shota V'Katan, they are all Pturin Af Min HaSimcha. They're Pater even from the Mitzvah of Simcha. Why? Hol Pturin Mikol Mitzvah HaMorish B'Tar. Since they're Pater from Mitzvahs in general, there's no reason why they should not be Pater from these Mitzvahs as well. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We first spoke about the Mishnah of those who are Chayiv in Mitzvah Re'iyah, either means the Mitzvah to be seen or to see, or the Mitzvah of the Karban Re'iyah that Machlokes Rashi tells us. We had a whole long list of individuals, along with the Katan Machlokes Meisil B'Sham, a Katan who goes on the father's shoulders, or held by the hand of the father. And then the end of the Mishnah about Machlokes, how much money to pay for the Re'iyah versus the Mitzvah of the Chagiga, Machlokes Beisil B'Shamen. Then the Hakol, what's Hakol coming to include? First we said, Chetzi Eved Chetzi Ben Chorin. Ravina says, no, they're actually Pater from it. So then we suggested one who's Chigir, the Yom Rishon, and Espashe, the Yom Sheni, that depends on how you view the Tashlumim of the days to come after day one of the Mitzvah. Then we said it's coming to include a Summa Be'achas Me'enav, he's the one who's Chayiv, but that goes against the Rabbi Yehuda, who felt you have to see both eyes, Yira, Yira, one eye would actually be Pater, so that's another Machlokas. And then the Gemara says, no, it depends on the Mishnah of Rishona, the Shachrona, where Beis Hillel retracted and agreed to Beis Shammai, we should not allow an Eved, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, because he's not able to perform the Mitzvah, Puravu, so we should let him go free entirely. That's the person he retracted. He initially, we said, Chatzi Ben Chorin, Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is Chayiv, according to Beis Hillel, but then he retracted that really a person should be freed, so long as he's not freed, he's actually considered a full-fledged Eved Kanani and would actually be Pater. And then we said, Cheresh, we're describing the Mishnah, referring one who both can't see and can't listen. That's the Cheresh who's Pater. But one who could see, or rather one who could speak, or one who could hear, that's either an Elam or a Cheresh, they would actually be Chayiv in the Mitzvah. And then the Gemara says, no, when it comes to the Mitzvah, a Cheresh is Pater, whether he could hear or speak, both one or the other. But when it comes to Simcha, so one who could be Medaber Ben Shemeah, or Shemeah Ben Medaber, he actually would be Chayiv in the Mitzvah of Simcha, even though one who's Ena Shemeah, that person would be Pater even from the Mitzvah of Simcha. Okay, great to be back. Everyone have a wonderful day and a beautiful Shabbos.